Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
What is Love Radio Show is sponsored by Fantasy App. Fantasy is a safe space to communicate about your fantasies and passions without fear of judgment. It is a dating app for open-minded couples and singles to experiment with your desires that don't have to be secret anymore.
Sugar with What Is Love Show on Radio Free Brooklyn. I am so excited to be back and to be hosting my own show. You guys are aware I've been away for quite some time for different reasons, and I'm very, very happy. I'm actually really happy to be here in the studio. And today is a very special topic. Love and Tantra and Healing from Heartbreak Part 2. My sub Asha did a session on healing from heartbreak with a use of tarot card reading, and we've decided to keep exploring this topic of alternative practices in relationship, and specifically in healing from heartbreak. Both Asha and myself are still recovering, still healing from heartbreak. This topic is really useful for us, and I'm sure there are a bunch of people out there who are experiencing some sort of fallout in their relationship. So why Tantra though, right? Why there are so many other alternative practices? There are different reasons as well for this, and we will be exploring more practices moving forward. However, Tantra, I'm not sure how to share about this, but one of the reasons why I was away for so long, I went into the jungles and I was doing a lot of ayahuasca ceremonies there, including other plants. And during one of the ceremonies, my second chakra appeared to me, and yep, I'm not kidding. And I had this crazy realization that I've been in denial of my second chakra and my, I guess I could call it yoni, vagina, we'll get to the terminology. all my life, and this kind of been a reason for why sometimes I feel out of the place, or why I don't have much luck with the relationship. I'm again heartbroken and all that stuff. Anyways, I felt like there is something important with the second chakra and I need to explore. So that's the reason why I decided this episode to be devoted to Tantra. And I am delighted and I'm very proud and I'm very excited to have Lauren Harkness on my show. Hi, Lauren.
Hi, Sasha.
Yeah.
So nice to be here.
Oh, you sound great, by the way, on the mic.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
I love you. Yeah, that's awesome. So Lauren, she is a co-founder of the Tantra Institute in New York. And she is an advanced Tantra educator and practitioner. She's been doing a lot in the mediative and educative practices when it comes to Tantra and energy healing and sexual healing. Lauren can speak for herself, but basically Lauren's here to answer all my questions about Tantra, all your questions about Tantra. Yes, exactly, guys. You remember it's a live show, so you can call us on 718-928-9732. One more time, 718-928-9732. And you can ask any question or share your own experience of Tantra. Or if you're still going through a heartbreak, we're here to listen to you. So, hi, Lauren.
Hi.
And Lauren looks so beautiful. Like, I keep staring at her. Oh. She's wearing this beautiful dress of maroon color. And I just feel this warm energy from you. But thank you so much for being on the show.
Oh, my God. Thank you for having me. I'm so honored. I feel really excited to support you in healing from your heartbreak because there are so many ways that we can tackle that with Tantra. So
Can't wait. Well, yes. Maybe before we get into the healing session, let's demystify the term Tantra and make sure that our audience understands that it's not necessarily about sex, or it is, but it's so much more. So what is Tantra? And also, if you could share with us how you personally got
sure.
to it.
Absolutely.
What you're currently doing, and yeah.
Absolutely.
It's your moment.
Woohoo! Okay.
Sounds 15 good. Minutes, so as much as you want. We have the full hour.
Perfect. So Tantra is an ancient practice that is 5,000 years old. In Sanskrit, the word Tantra means weaving. So there are many, many different schools, and it's about basically combining your sacred spirituality with your sexuality in your body, using meditation, breathing techniques, mantras, yantras, working with the chakra system, using intentional touch, to provide an opportunity for healing for both yourself, for others, and for humanity. I learned from Charles Muir, who's been teaching this for 40 years. He's incredible, Source School of Tantra Yoga. He'll be here in April doing another beginner's weekend. So please stay tuned. You can follow our website, tantranewyork.com, for all of our events. And we'll be bringing him in April.
Where does he currently live?
He's in California.
Okay. So you met him in California?
Actually, I met him here in New York. The guy is the co-founder of the Tantra Institute, and we've been in a polyamorous relationship for the last 4 years. And we've studied actually many different modalities, extended massive orgasm with Stephen Verbodansky, oming, orgasmic meditation with One Taste. And that's how we met. And then he went into the path of Tantra first, and he kept saying, you're going to love it, you're going to love it. So I finally took my beginner's weekend with Charles and Leia. And wow, he was so right. And I ended up giving him my first sacred spot healing session. And in the middle of it, he started crying, and my body just took over, and it knew what to do. So
you were giving, he was giving you a session?
No, I was giving him a session. I was giving him a session. And my body just kind of took over, and I knew what to do. And it was at that moment that I knew that I was meant to do this work. It's really
a
powerful.
A moment of revelation.
Yes, yes. Because I've kind of been a resource for a lot of women in my community. I study with Mama Gina's School of Womanly Arts. And that's actually how I began studying my sacred sexuality.
When was that moment in your life when you decided you move towards these healing practices?
It was that moment, I think, when I gave him my first session, and all of a sudden...
So prior to that point, it was just kind of, you were just exploring...
Yes, yeah, exactly. I was exploring lots of different relationship forms through polyamory and lots of different sexual practices. And it's a personal growth journey for sure, because we talk about Tantra, you're sending energy up the spine through the chakras, and so what's naturally needing healing will arise, and then you can use that energy to facilitate even deeper healing through consciousness and being intentional about it. So
I feel like a lot of people, and when I say a lot of people, I speak of myself,
yes,
of course, because I have a big personality.
You're beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
But I feel that most people who come to spiritual practices, they go into some either stress or a defining event in their life,
yes,
that make them question their previous behavior, their, yes, previous lifestyle. Have you had any?
I did, actually, yes. So I was married, and I was getting married, and I invited my then boyfriend. I've been polyamorous for the last 10 years. My boyfriend came to our wedding. And I don't think any of us knew that what would happen afterwards, which was he basically got very upset and exited my life very abruptly. And so my first year and a half of my marriage, I was heartbroken because my other partner just disappeared, and it crushed me. So I was very shut down at that point, and I wasn't sexually open. I was just really grieving. And so a bunch of friends that I knew had been studying orgasmic meditation, and I saw them getting really bright and turned on.
Interesting friends you have.
I do have interesting friends.
How come my friends don't study orgasmic meditation?
Well, maybe they can. Maybe you can be the first and bring them in. So anyway, I knew I needed to open up again because my sexual energy is a big part of my life, and I was completely shut down. So I started practicing Oming, and that's when the shift happened. Mm-hmm. Because I was tired of being closed, and I knew that in order to heal, I needed to open again.
So you came to it through, I'm just putting the track back.
That's okay.
All right, fine. It just has a quiet start.
Yeah.
So you came to this practice through the shutdown of your sexual, you weren't happy with your sexual life.
Yeah, I had shut down.
Okay.
I had shut down because I was heartbroken, and I wasn't open.
So it wasn't really your heart was shut down. It was more your sexual energy was shut down. I'm trying to make this,
I think they were
connect,
both.
You know, where is this connection between your sexual energy and your
heart
energy and your soul, and how do you identify, or how do you come to the realization that something is off?
Because through
there.
The yes through.
Well, there, you know, like, where, yeah, and if there is something off, how do you identify where exactly this?
Well,
off is?
All the chakras are connected, and therefore, when you have one that's shut down, it affects the other ones. So often, your heart, you know, in relationships, your heart and your sexuality are intimately connected. So if one is shut down, usually the other one is affected by it. And so, are you asking me how I identified that my second chakra was shut down? Because I had no desire anymore. I didn't want to have
no
sex. No libido. I was really listless. Like, I was just, I almost felt dead inside. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense. I'm just trying, but I feel like your situation was a bit unique because you were in polyamorous relationship.
Yes.
So you kind of were exposed to another partner and an opportunity to have sex because, you know, when we broke up, well,
yeah,
first of all, my ex-boyfriend, he lives in Ecuador. He lives in a different continent.
Uh-huh.
But then we broke up, and I wasn't exposed, and I'm still not exposed to
other partners.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know if that's, but I know something is off, but I don't know how.
Well,
to,
let's ask you, what do you feel is off? Like, what's bringing you to this state of inquiry? Like, do you feel
Here
we have a question.
Maybe the person who's calling has the answer. Hello, hello. Hi, you're on the show. Hello, this is What Is Love show. You're on the air. Hello?
Oh, hello?
Yes?
Hi, is this,
This is What Is Love show on Radio Free Brooklyn, and we are discussing how Tantra can help to heal from heartbreak.
Yeah, that's the call I was hoping to listen in on.
Okay, what is your name?
Pardon?
What is your name, and do you have a question, or what's the purpose of your call?
The name is Jeff, and I was just thinking of listening in.
Hello, Jeff?
Yes.
Well, you've called the question line, Jeff. Hi, darling. But if you want to listen in, you can go online and listen in.
Let me go do that then.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye, love.
Right, okay.
Okay.
Bye, Jeff. Well, we hope that you will call us in a bit later with your experience of Tantra. That was sweet.
He's a sweetie. I know him.
You know him? Oh. Yeah. Jeff, please go to RadioFreeBrooklyn.com and hit the play button and you'll be able to tune in, and then we still expect you to call us. And if there is anyone else who would like to share a story of Tantra experience or who has any question, you can also call us at 718-928-9732. Going back to your question,
okay.
Lauren. I think I start feeling weird things. My heart.
Mm-hmm.
My heart was the one that's been bothering me.
Mm-hmm.
I felt that there is a stone in it,
mm-hmm.
like there is a rock in it,
mm-hmm.
and it wasn't coming. It wasn't leaving me. It was just there.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it comes to my second chakra, again, like I mentioned, I had this vision with ayahuasca ceremony, but then also I realized that whenever I go to the gynecologist or whenever there is a conversation that requires sex, I feel very uncomfortable,
mm-hmm.
and I don't feel that I don't feel like I have any relationship with that second chakra.
Mm-hmm.
And in this realization in ayahuasca, I felt that all my female energy and my female power is there,
yeah.
and I've just been neglecting it for all my life. So that's kind of, so now I feel that, as you said, that the chakras are connected.
Yes.
But I got to it first through the heart.
Uh-huh.
And now I'm trying to, I guess, look deeper.
Beautiful. Well, I'm so excited for your unfolding journey, because I really feel like our yoni or our pussy is the seat of our power. It really is, as women. And all of those nerve endings that come from our genitals are connected to our brain.
Oh, let's talk about that.
Yeah.
I feel like people don't, like, I don't know this stuff.
Yes.
And I consider myself a smart woman, but I haven't known that stuff.
Yes.
Let's talk about yoni for a bit.
Okay, so the clitoris has 8,000 nerve endings in the upper left-hand quadrant. Now, men have 4,000 nerve endings in the entire head of their penis. So often they are touching us twice as hard as we need to be touched, and we are touching them half as hard as they need to be touched. So the clitoris has four legs, two go into the inner labia and two go into the outer labia. So when you're stimulating the clitoris, you're engorging the entire vulva.
I feel like we need to have a little poster, you know, like in the anatomy
yes.
class with the vagina
in yes.
different, or vulva in different...
Yes, because we're not taught this at all. Yes, yes.
Okay.
So the clitoris is connected to the pedental nerve, which goes up into the brain. So there's four nerve pathways to the brain where sexual energy run. The gastric nerve is through the anus. The pelvic nerve is the G-spot. In men, it's the base of the cock. And then, I know, it's so funny.
See, I'm blushing. Like,
I know, it's so cute. You're
it's
adorable.
So cute.
It is. It is adorable.
Yeah, I still blush when I hear cock, and I'm almost 30. Jesus. All right, go on. So there's
okay.
two nerves.
Yes. So then the pedental nerve is the tip of the penis and the clitoris, and then the vagus nerve runs crisscrossing through your nipples into your throat. And vagus nerve stimulation, they're doing all sorts of studies on this now, really calms the nervous system, and it helps reset after periods of stress. So in Tantra, in our healing sessions, we encourage the use of sound, because sound is movement, it vibrates the vocal cords, and it stimulates the vagus nerve. So when we do your session later, I'll ask you to make the sound of what you're feeling in your body, And it will help, as you breathe out, it will help move that energy, move the stuck places.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm gonna re-listen to my own show later to learn this all. But the main lesson is everything in the body is connected.
Everything is connected, and it's connected to your brain and to your spirit.
Okay. So basically, by working with your vagina, I can also work with my brain and my other chakras. And vice versa.
Exactly.
Right? If I work with my brain, I can also work. Is there a kind of, is it a chicken egg situation, or is there?
Well, I want to actually take you into a little exercise, okay?
Right now?
Yeah, and everyone can do this who's listening in. So just touch your arm. Just touch it. Don't think about it. Just touch it. Okay, now touch it like you're trying to give yourself the most pleasure you possibly can. Now, touch your arm, giving yourself the most pleasure you can, but also add an element of self-love. Like you're sending love into your body.
Again, the self-love.
Yeah.
I feel like I have so many issues with this.
It starts there. So you can feel the difference, right? The difference in the way you touch. So our touch has, we can use intention through our touch to send healing into our bodies. So you, while you're self-pleasuring, for instance, can touch your heart with your other hand and send love into your heart. So then you're connecting your second chakra and your fourth chakra, and you're starting to produce energy currents consciously, like I'm going to send my sexual energy up into my heart. Or if you want to connect with your higher power, you can touch the top of your head.
So this is just one head, and where is my second head at the moment?
You're touching your clitoris or your vagina.
Okay.
Yes. Now,
I'm not going to try it right now.
No,
but
maybe
at home.
I'll try it at home. Yes, yes. But you can also just touch your chakras. So your second chakra is located two finger widths below your belly button. So you can take one hand and send energy from your second chakra up into your heart.
And it's the same for the guys and for the
same
girls.
Same for the girls and guys. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. So you can intend healing for yourself too.
Ooh. So I've read that some people use tantra to heal from sexual abusive relationship. Is that?
Yes.
Have you practice the tantra right now?
Yes.
You're not just educating people. You're also a practitioner.
Yes, I'm a practitioner, and I do a private tantra healing sessions for men, women, and couples. And yes, especially for women, there's a lot of sexual abuse trauma, and we've been reading about it on Facebook. Like the Me Too campaign is really bringing up a lot for everyone, and men and women both have been sexually abused, and it's so sad, and our bodies hold that information. So you can do years of therapy, but actually having a physical release can be so helpful in moving all of that trauma from your body. So in my sessions, I am often doing de-armoring in the vagina, and also encouraging catharsis.
What is it?
It's basically pressing and holding where there's pain and encouraging breath and sound to move the stuck energy.
So does it mean that our vagina is the carry the memory of
it,
being?
Exactly.
Wow.
Exactly. And it can be not only for you, but from your family history. So you can carry that energy.
Shit.
Yeah, they've been doing lots of studies on a trauma passed through DNA from Holocaust survivors and how those kind of behaviors are still in the offspring.
This is so crazy. I had a conversation, and I'm measuring this in regards to connection between the sexual energy and the spirit. I just had a conversation with my friend yesterday at lunch. She's my a Christian friend. I talked about God to her a lot, and she shared with me that through God she was able to understand that the abuse that they've had in the family was coming, like, not from her, but from like several generations back. That's kind of crazy.
It is crazy.
I feel like it's impossible to explain this unless you would experience something like this yourself.
It's so true. Have you heard of family constellation therapy? It's heller work.
Is that when the different people yep. embody yep. the members of your family?
Yes.
I've heard of it, but I've never done it.
I've done it. In fact, my friend Kasia's leading some in November and December. I can send you the link. I'm going to do one on the 4th of November.
Okay. Oh, cool.
But it's really powerful. I've done one before, and it was amazing. All this stuff from my dad's side of the family came up, and I had no idea about it consciously.
Okay. So just to kind of stay on topic.
Yes, sorry.
No, that's very important. But
I'm a personal development nerd. So
no, because it's like, not, thank God, but not every woman gets sexual abuse
yes.
and comes to tantra, right?
Yes.
So, but then, I guess the question is, how to if you haven't had any sexual abuse,
yeah.
if you are happily married,
yes.
happily relationship, let's not bring marriage into the conversation.
Yeah.
Would still tantra be helpful for
Absolutely.
You?
Absolutely.
Like, what exactly would it do for you and your partner, or just for yourself?
It's amazing because it is a level of awareness in your own body, and then you're sharing and transmitting energy with your partner. So for instance, if you... we're conductors of electricity, and if you touch a battery, you're basically one side of the battery. So if you're blending with your partner when you're making love, and you're putting two hands on each on different chakras on their body, and they're putting their hands on your chakras, you're sending that sexual energy through the electric current of your bodies into each other's bodies.
For this to happen, to both partners have to be aware of the
I don't think so. No, because you can, you know, and people have described, oh, I met this tantric lover and it was the best sex of my life and it was amazing. And they weren't necessarily in touch with what was happening. They were just receiving, they were on the receiving end of it. So it makes it even more amazing when both people are invested and practicing this together and using it consciously. But it's not necessary that both people do it. And so the question for yourself is, we talk a lot in our classes of sovereignty, like having a self practice with yourself. So you're developing a relationship with your own body so that you know you're orgasmic no matter yeah. where you are, or who you're with, because this is a foundational relationship with yourself.
Let's talk about that.
Okay.
That's a big part of my personal journey.
Yeah.
But also, anyone who is trying to develop a high awareness.
Mm-hmm.
How can I use tantra to get closer to myself?
Mm-hmm.
And what exactly it means? And I also want to throw in the question about self-love here, because
yeah.
I keep hearing a lot about self-love. I think I love myself, but I constantly see a situation where it shows me that, Sasha, you just hate yourself.
Mm.
You know, when I say I indulge cheesecakes, or
mm-hmm.
when I indulge in my depression, and I'm just, you know, when I'm depressed, I stay home. I
mm-hmm.
don't like to, you know, even when I was heartbroken, people say, Sasha, you should go out, do rebound. I don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
I will stay home. I'm going to cry out. I'm just going to indulge in this sorrowness and
mm-hmm.
pain. So I don't, like, I feel like there is some almost masochistic.
Mm-hmm.
approach I'm taking towards myself.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very curious to learn about what exactly self-love is from your perspective, and how tantra can help to boost it, I guess.
Okay, awesome. What a great question. So you brought up a very good point. First of all, you said that you tend to isolate, and that is a sign of the heart chakra being closed. That is one of the signs of when the heart chakra is closed, there's a lot of isolation and kind of sinking into yourself. So what I would recommend is, in your self-practice, using an intention to create more love with yourself while you are what I call running your sexual energy. So while you're self-pleasuring, I brought you a yoni egg too as a gift. So you can take that home with you. So
Could you explain? Well, can I first say?
Yeah, except that's not it.
Or can you just explain what yoni egg is?
Yes.
I'm not sure if everyone on the line is as advanced in tantra practices. Or maybe I'm just so behind and everybody knows what yoni egg is.
No, you're not at all. I'm sure you're not alone. So this is a yoni egg. It's a gemstone carved into the shape of an egg that you put into your vagina past your G-spot, and you do Kegel exercises with it. Now, each gemstone has its own metaphysical properties. So this one is rhodonite, and it's for the heart. So I brought you a rhodonite
egg. You just knew what has to work.
Yes. So rhodonites, they bring emotional healing and release blocked energy from the heart. So this is your egg. And you can practice with it. I love the color. Yeah. So what I would recommend for your self-practice would be to put it in and then do that touch exercise that I was showing you, is touch yourself with love. And then as you're running your sexual energy or self-pleasuring, you could put one hand on your heart and send the energy from your yoni up into your heart. And you, at this point, you might feel like tenderness or like you want to cry. And so I would say one of the key pieces of self-love is letting yourself love yourself in all of your emotions. Because as women, we are like Mother Nature. We are the storms. We are the sun when it comes out. We are everything. And a lot of times we shut down our emotions because it's painful or uncomfortable, when an emotion is like a wave. And if you let it rise and peak and crest and then recede, then you feel better. So sometimes just letting yourself have a good cry will make yourself feel better.
How, speaking of this, because I start crying all the time recently, mm-hmm. how important it is to identify the emotion? Because sometimes I don't understand, am I crying because I'm heartbroken? Am I crying because I feel lonely? Am I crying because I miss my father? Am I crying because I don't know what I'm doing in my life? Like sometimes I just cry,
uh-huh.
but I don't know why I'm crying. And especially I start noticing it, and I just want to give a shout out to my favorite yoga teacher, June.
Aww.
When I do yoga, and very often at the end of the class,
you cry.
I just cry, mm-hmm. and I think, what's going on with me? I came, you know, in a good mood. I'm doing fine. I'm okay. And then I will do the lizard pose or the wheel pose,
yep.
and just tears start coming out. Mm-hmm. So, and I don't know exactly what is coming out. So how important it is to identify the emotion?
I don't think it's that important, to be honest with you. I think if you want to figure out patterns and why stuff is coming up, it's helpful to journal about your emotions and see if you can make, you know, connect the dots. But simply letting yourself emote is healing. And then adding sexual energy to dark emotions is alchemy. So you can change the way you feel by adding sexual energy to the feeling you're already feeling. So a lot of times I'll say to my female clients, like, put the emotion of grief or rage or whatever you're feeling into your clitoris. And then as you're self-pleasuring, when you climax, it changes. And sometimes you have a good cry orgasm, or you have an angry orgasm, but you feel better at the end.
Have a difficult time imagining me grieving about something,
mm-hmm.
and masturbating.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna. That's your homework.
Oh boy. Well, guys, if you want to express your feelings about grieving and masturbating or about anything you've just heard, please call us at 718-928-9732, and we'll gladly, or Lauren will gladly answer your question. Okay, so going back to the self-love.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a good exercise to put intention while you're pleasing yourself.
Exactly.
And working with your sexual energy to bring the intention of self-love.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And also approving of your emotions whenever they come up is an act of self-love.
So do you work both with men and women?
Yes.
I wonder how difficult it is for men to face their emotions, because I found that, and I don't want to generalize,
yeah,
but at least from the pool of men I've met,
uh-huh.
in my life, most of them don't want to face the emotions. And even in my recent heartbreak,
mm-hmm.
I wanted to go through it together, mm-hmm. and I still was asking for the support. Let's work. I want you to be in my life regardless.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I care deeply about you. And for the guy, it's more like, okay, now there is no romantic relationship. Let's move on. And like, I don't want to. Let's move on. Let's just go and, you know, hang out with somebody else and
mm-hmm.
not even, I don't want to deal with this anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen that a lot, that men just don't want to face
emotions? Interestingly, in Taoist theory, the yin and the yang, male-female polarity is such that we are conditioned and grow up with an open heart and a closed down second chakra.
Women.
And men are conditioned to close their heart, to not feel their feelings, and to be sexual. So it's opposite.
Oh, oh my God. This just makes so much sense.
Doesn't it?
Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's totally normal. And that's why in sacred relationship, because you're connecting, all your shit comes up, right? So for men, like, they have to have feelings that they don't want to feel. And for women, it's like, okay, it's time to open up to our sexuality. And so that brings up challenges for us.
Shit.
Yeah. So it is.
Why don't they? Why don't they teach tantra in school?
They need to.
It's just going to make so much sense.
I know. I would love to formulate a class for teenagers, you know, because we are not taught any of this. But if you think about it, even the body, like our breasts protrude and their penises protrude. So that's the active principle. So we're active in our heart. They're active in their sex.
So tantra kind of helps to balance.
Exactly.
Wow. Okay. So then when you have a combined session with men and women, do they do different exercises?
Yep. Breathing together. And I teach them on each other and then they practice.
So interesting.
Yeah.
I feel like I want to find now a tantra partner that I can just do all this workshop
with. You should. Yeah. Well, come to our classes because it's a community and people often connect and meet and practice with each other. Yeah.
Okay. I'll think about it.
Yeah.
So, still going back to self-love.
Mm-hmm.
Doing all these exercises and connecting your second chakra to your heart chakra, what have you seen, probably in your own experience or in the people you know, how does it show off in the changes of their behavior and in their personalities? Like, what are some of the signals to look for when I'm in this journey?
You mean signals that you are growing in self-love?
Exactly.
Then that you're connected. Okay, great question. I would say if you start connecting with your second chakra and your fourth chakra and you start experiencing healing, you're going to show up as radiant. You're going to attract opportunities to you. Sometimes you're going to attract opportunities for more healing because that's what you need, especially around patterns and relationship. But you'll be like a magnet. Our second chakra magnetizes.
I mean,
you're
kind of like a magnet. You know,
when
Lauren went into the coffee shop, I was just like, oh my God. Like, I actually jumped up and just ran to her to hug her. She looked so magnified.
Oh, thank you. Signifiers of an open heart would just be feeling compassion for yourself and your loved ones, feeling a sense of connection with all of life. You'd be very loving to yourself in ways where you set different boundaries for yourself in love relationships where you wouldn't necessarily get hurt as easily because you'd be setting healthy boundaries that would be protective of your heart. So all of these would be some examples of how you would show up differently.
Can we talk a little bit about masturbation?
Yeah.
So I've learned already that I should hold one of my... I'll be really very, very detailed. This is Radio Free Brooklyn. It is Radio Free Brooklyn. So there is no censorship. I mean, we're not talking about anything inappropriate. We're actually talking about something very, very real and so much needed in our lives. So I'll be very detailed. So your one hand is on the heart, the other one is
pleasuring yourself.
Yes.
What
happens with your mind at that moment? Where does your mind go? You know, do I visualize men in my case because I'm a heterosexual woman, or do I just how important it is to engage your mind, and what is your advice on how to do that? This is number one question. Number two, how do you see porn, using porn for, and we are talking about women masturbation now.
Yes.
I mean, guys use porn a lot. Again, sorry if I'm exaggerating, but at least in my experience, that's what I hear from the guys. They watch porn a lot. Do you see women, what's your take on women watching porn when they are in this self-pleasing?
Okay. Question one first. So you brought up a very interesting point, which is you said, should I visualize the man I want to be with. Is that what you said?
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so you can also use sexual energy to manifest things. So I would say in your self-practice, if you want to create a relationship with a partner, you can imagine this kind of partner that you want while you're pleasuring yourself and touching your heart to send energy towards the manifestation of that relationship.
Oh my God. Oh my God. I can't wait to go home and just the man I want to,
yeah.
Have pleasure.
Yes. So, okay. So you can use your mind as a tool is what I'm trying to say. You can also, but I would say if you have spinning thoughts that come up, a lot of my female clients, you know, there's, I'm taking too long, there's something wrong with me. Like those are all things that could be coming up in your mind while this is happening. And the thing to do when you have spinning thoughts is to just breathe, feel, and ask yourself, what am I feeling in my body right now? Because paying attention to your feelings and your senses will help you get out of your mind when you're spinning.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so to focus on the sensations.
Yeah, focus on the sensations in your body and feeling into them and breathing into them. And sometimes slowing down and lightening your pressure will help do that too, because then you have to pay attention to what's going on in your body.
Before you get to the second question, I just wonder if anyone... I sometimes, when I try to masturbate, sometimes I see God, you know.
Yeah.
But not in a good way.
Not in a good way.
In a judgmental way. It's like, oh, what would Jesus think about me if he saw me now in the bath, you know, in the bathtub? So how to kind of deal with those feelings?
That, I think, is a great question.
I just wonder if anybody else has similar.
Yes, well, shame is stored in the second chakra. And so a lot of us have to deal with shame. And you can use your self-pleasuring practice towards healing that too by saying, okay, you can put your hand on your second chakra, your other hand. You can say, I want to change this habit of feeling ashamed around my sexuality. I want more freedom here. And use the energy of your orgasm towards healing that. Because a lot of us have shame stored in our second chakra. We get a ton of mixed messages like, be sexy, but not too sexy. You know, be smart, but not too smart. We get all sorts of stuff. And then we use those, it's like a measuring stick that we'll never measure up to find ourselves wrong.
Okay, all right.
Okay,
yeah. I'm going to try. Okay. Oh, I should have written this all down for my tonight. Self-pleasuring.
Yes. Maybe you can just listen to it again.
Yeah. I actually can. Nobody else can because I can only upload it in a few weeks, but I'll still have the file. So
okay,
I can
good.
Listen to it.
Okay, good.
So number two? Yeah, what about the porn?
Porn is such a complicated issue.
I mean, don't try to respond as a tantra specialist.
Yes.
Try just to respond as Lauren.
Okay, you good, know, good. Thank you for clarifying. So, yes, sometimes I watch porn and I like it. And sometimes I don't watch porn and I go for like 6 months without watching it because I'm pleasuring myself in other ways. I would say be careful if you use it as a tool to get off, because some people can't orgasm without having that visual aid. And that, I think, becomes a problem because that blocks you in your relationships from actually feeling what's between two people. But I would say if you like porn, like, enjoy it.
Have you found any specific genres or themes in porn that you prefer? Like, do you like it when it's a very gentle, kind of with a prelude, male-female interaction, or...
What I like is when... the people are actually enjoying themselves, and you can tell when you watch it. You can tell if someone is performing, and you can tell if someone is actually enjoying it. And so I don't care what genre it is, as long as the people in it are actually enjoying themselves, that turns me on.
I feel like I need to do the whole show on the porn itself.
I think that would be a great topic.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for sharing.
It's my pleasure.
I do like porn, but I also like very specific. Like I don't like porn. But if I find something that, where, like you said, people are genuinely enjoying,
yes,
and
you can tell the
it's
difference.
It's kind of gentle. I don't like the Sarah. I can't. I actually can't watch any roughness or cruelty,
mm-hmm,
or even when females genuinely enjoy it. But I can't watch any forcing. and when it comes to sex. Anyways, enough about porn. Although it is a hot topic.
It is a hot topic.
We have about 17 minutes left.
Do you want to do your session?
Yeah, I think we should do our session and then address the final questions. But guys, if you have any questions to Lauren, or if you'd like to find out more about Tantra and how it can help you in your relationship, please call us at 718-928-9732. Before we get to our session.
Yes.
And we're about to have a Tantra session on the radio show, which I don't think has ever been done before.
We're breaking new ground.
What is your take on... Because, of course, Tantra can do different things for couples versus single people. Mm-hmm. Let's say I'm not... Everybody knows this already. Many times I've mentioned this. I'm not in the relationship right now. I don't have a partner. Do you still... Are there different techniques for basically for single women or single men versus those who are in a relationship or at least have partners that they can have?
Well, you know, we gear our classes towards singles and couples because all of these exercises basically create you to be more intimate with the world. So, yeah, intimacy, vulnerability, all of these tools are great for people who are in relationship or not, and there's really no discrimination. I mean, there's more of the sexual practices that you can learn when you're in a partnership and you're wanting to explore it together, but we say that, you know, it's foundationally first your relationship with yourself that then creates the state where you can actually be in a healthy relationship with others. And so I really think that Tantra is great for everyone.
Okay, all right, yeah.
With you ready?
Said, yes. So, guys, we are going to have our express Tantra session here in the studio of Radio Free Brooklyn. I'm not sure what it's going to be like, but let's see. And if you have any thoughts on this, you can call us. Maybe a bit later because, yeah, don't interrupt us. All right.
Okay, darling.
Should I come talk
yes,
to you?
I'm going to have you sit down in this chair here.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Sasha Sugar. I'm just testing a new mic because I had to sit closer to Lauren for this session.
Okay, I'm going to also see if I can arrange my mic so that I can... Can you scoot your chair a little bit closer? How about right there? Does that work?
Yeah.
Okay, great. So... we're going to do a little heart healing. And I'm going to basically have you take long, deep breaths in through your nose and out through your mouth. You can think of your spine as a straw and imagine yourself drinking the energy in as you breathe in from the top of your head all the way down to the base of your spine. And as you breathe out.
So, okay, so when I breathe in, the energy goes from the top of my head to the spine. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then as you breathe in, drink that energy in. And then as you breathe out, spread it all over your body so you're feeling tingles in your head, tingles in your toes. Every single cell starts to wake up. Long, deep breaths. You can make any sound of whatever you're feeling in your body as you breathe out. I brought some essential oils for you for your heart. So I'm just going to put some on my hand and then rub my hands together and have you breathe them in while you're doing the connected breath. So you can smell.
Oh yeah, I can smell it. It smells.
There's bergamot.
Okay.
Balsam fir, peppermint, lavender, rose, sweet orange. So start to feel your heart expanding as you breathe in the smell. Thank you.
So I always get confused. Does it matter what I do on my breath in and then on my out breath, or it doesn't really matter?
Like, and you know what? Because I can feel you trying to think about it. I'd rather you just feel. And it does. So in this case, no, it doesn't matter. Just breathe all the way down your spine and up. And if the direction is different for you, if you feel more comfortable drinking the breath up instead of down your spine, do whatever feels most natural. But I really just want you to oxygenate your body. So the yantra of the heart chakra is a five-pointed star. So it's two triangles that intersect. It's the male energy, the Shiva energy, and the female energy, the Shakti energy. So it's all about balancing the masculine and the feminine. So you can visualize a five-pointed star, and the color is green. And the seed sound of the heart chakra is yam. So while you're breathing, you can say yam quietly in your mind, and that will help you start connecting with your heart. And then I'm going to touch your heart, if you don't mind. May I touch your heart?
Yes. Okay,
so I'm going to send energy in through the front of your heart, out to the back of your heart. Now, as you're breathing, connect with your yoni. You can squeeze your pelvic floor muscles as well. That's the muscle that you would use to stop the flow of urine. So as you're breathing in, hold your breath at the top and squeeze your pelvic floor muscle. And then as you breathe out, make a sound. How are you feeling in your heart right now? And if any emotions come up, just let yourself feel them. Place my right hand on the back of your second chakra and my left hand is on your heart. So we're going to build a bridge between the two. Do you feel a connection? Starting to feel them warm up.
I definitely feel warmth in my body,
mm-hmm.
but I think I'm kind of worried that we are doing it on the show. So.
Yes, you're having some nervousness. Totally normal.
I constantly think, oh my gosh, what are these people who listen to the show? What do they think? What do they feel? But it's okay.
I'm going to put my other hand on your head now too, to help calm your mind. The color of the second chakra is orange, and its shape is a half moon.
Oh, I didn't know that every chakra has a different shape.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How important is it to visualize your chakras with the same colors that can officially assign to different chakras? Because
you know,
I always feel that my chakra is more like, not maroonish color, mm-hmm. but darker than orange.
Kinda, yeah.
Raspberry, dark mm-hmm. raspberry color.
I think you have to follow your intuition. So if that's your color for your second chakra, that's your color. Even just starting to build these bridges will help bring mm-hmm. healing to each place.
So when we... Oh, what time is it? Okay, when it comes to heartbreak mm-hmm. specifically, and when I'm trying to heal from it, do mm-hmm. I need to bring up the person that I'm not longer with in my healing practice, or?
I don't think so. No, because sometimes, I'm going to sit down now. Because sometimes our heartbreaks bring up memories from the past, and there's connections with past relationships or your family members. And so it's not necessary to be specific about it, although you can do healing work with the person. Are you talking about having him involved?
No,
or no?
No, just more like if I want to move on, mm-hmm. and I just want him to live my mind, mm-hmm. or my heart, mm-hmm. other ways, like practical ways to do that.
Have you done a cord cutting?
What is that?
It's an energetic cord cutting.
No. Oh my God. There's a new wellness practice I need to explore. Well, let me get to my...
Yes,
to
of
my
course.
Mic. Hello, hello, hello. Okay, I'm back on my mic. So yeah, what was that?
Cord cutting. You can Google it. It's a fairly simple practice, but basically you just ask the cords that are connected between you be cut, and it will help you feel less like attached to him, and it will help.
What kind of school of thought or school of practice?
It's a shamanic ceremony.
Is it also from what country?
I don't know. That's a very good question. Huh. I have no idea. Okay. But I've done them several times myself when I was going through a breakup and I was having like obsessive thoughts about the person, and I just wanted them to be far away so I could do my own work.
Yeah. So people do it in New York.
And you can do it yourself too. You can Google the instructions.
Okay, we have literally 2 minutes left.
Okay.
Well, first of all, just to give a shout out to Radio for Brooklyn.
Yeah.
It's an independent nonprofit station. We just kind of do things here that we love to make this world a better place to explore.
Amazing.
We are curious. There are a bunch of shows. If anyone who's listening to the show has a spare dollar or 20 or $1 million, you can go to radioforbrooklyn.com and there is a donate button, and you can donate as much as you can, as much as you will. There are no obligations, and we'll highly appreciate that. If you want to be a sponsor of What Is Love Show, and for me to give you a shout out every time I have a show, please reach out to me. You can find me on social media. It's at Laura. What is it? Laura Case. Oh, just Google Sasha Sugar. What is love? So thanks so much. Thank you so much, Laura.
Yes,
this has been great. I feel like we'll have to talk a bit more.
Yes.
After the show.
Yes.
Yeah. Always the show. It's always just a warm up, and then I feel like I want to talk.
Yeah.
More and more and more. I have so many new questions that are open to me.
Great. You can find our group classes at tantrany.com. And then if you want to work with me privately, it's radiantecstasy.com.
Radiantecstasy.com.
Mm-hmm.
So guys, if you got interested in the whole Tantra approach and Tantra school and the energy healing work, please reach out to Lauren, or you can reach out to me and I'll connect you to.
Amazing.
I also wanted to ask you, but we don't have time for it, but I'm just wondering why Tantra, it's 5,000 year old practice,
yeah.
but why it got so much popularity in the recent, you know, like maybe 10 years. We're going to be cut off in like literal 30 seconds, but I'll post this question online.
Perfect.
And you'll respond to it.
Okay, sounds good.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. I'm so honored to be here. Thank you.
Enjoy the rest of your Sunday, everyone.
Yay.